Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 14th through 16th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler lawnmower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Grains were all over the board today. We had corn down 4.5 to 5.5 cents. December 16 corn down 5.75, actually at 369.25. So that market was under pressure. Beans were higher. Beans about 11.5 cents higher, so really strong there. November beans actually closed up 10 at 9.40 3/4. And then the wheat contracts were the weakest across the board here. Chicago, July down 12.5, 4.54 1/4. Kansas City, July down 16.5 at 4.54 1/4. That was the new contract low for that July Kansas City. Most of that due to the fact that we've got some rainfall forecast, and the 6 to 10 day forecast calls for a higher than average rainfall at this point. So that's really pressuring the wheat. Exports this morning for wheat, 339,000. That was in the middle of the range. Corn and beans, both higher than estimated. 1.12 million metric tons for corn, 386,000 metric tons for beans. This afternoon, crop progress is expected to show unchanged in the good to excellent category for wheat at 59%, and corn planted 2% across the entire United States. Tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., we've got the monthly USDA WASD report. And again, that's tomorrow morning, 11 a.m.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Cattle futures closed in the red. April feeders down 75, 155.15. That was the lowest that contract reached today. May was down more, down $1.40. August down $1.67 at 152.25. So quite a bit of pressure there on the feeder cattle. And we're still at about a $3 discount where the April feeders finished the day, and Friday's feeder cattle index, which is 158.48. So we're still at a discount there. That could provide some buoyancy there for the front month of the feeder cattle. Of course, on back May and August, we're down harder. On the live cattle, we were down 60 in April, 133.77. That was on the low and about $1.50 off the high. June, live cattle down $1.20, 122.82, about a nickel off the low there. Box beef at midday, choice up $1.46 at 216.26. Select up 99 cents at 206.24. This morning coming into today, there was some expectation that after the end of the week, last week being so strong and then neutral cash trade, that the possibility of the market being higher could happen to start this week. And it did start the week, start this morning higher, but then wasn't enough to carry on throughout the day. Closed lower in all of the live cattle contracts. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.